And a good Saturday morning on this holiday weekend. It's 7:45 here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. A wine chat time? Yes, it is. Ted Farrell from Haskell's is back with us. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny, and happy 4th of July to you and all the listeners out there. Hopefully it's a safe and wonderful one.
I hope so, too, and it's a little bit cooler today, fortunately.
You said it. I mean, yesterday you can cut it with a knife. It was so thick, but, you know, it's one of those things. It is summertime in Minnesota where, you know, if it was 30 below, we'd have a problem, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, but we'll take it. What can we talk about today?
Well, what we're going to talk about today is, you know, everybody's in that holiday mood and festive time to gather together, enjoy the greatest country in the world as far as our birth of a nation, and it's a true experiment in that. But what it is people getting together and kind of, whether it's a picnic or whether it's just an old-fashioned barbecue or you're flipping burgers, whatever you're doing, it's a great way just to commune together and enjoy one another's company, enjoy some great food, but more importantly, maybe enjoy a little libation that will go along with that food to really sit and kind of make things special and make things enjoyable. And, you know, the other day, it was kind of nice. My brother was up fishing in Canada for a while, and he came back with all kinds of walleye fillets. It was just fun. So we did a little fish fry yesterday, kind of a shore lunch, which was just spectacular. And granted, he and I had to sit and suffer over a couple of hot tins as far as, you know, over the fire, and you kind of lose a few pounds that way. But, you know, with that fish like that, especially walleye, one of our favorite wines to serve with that is that Muscadet. I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but it's a Loire wine made with the Melon de Bourgogne. Wonderful little wine that goes so well with walleye. It was one of my father's favorite matches made in heaven as far as a little bit of fish and a little bit of that Muscadet. And it was very fun. And, you know, that walleye, such a fragile fish, really delicate and flaky. And then the Muscadet with his, the melon characters to the wine just go so well with it. And it's inexpensive. You know, it's only about $10, $11 a bottle. So it makes it enjoyable. So if you're having a lot of people over, you can have, you know, several bottles of it around. And more importantly, especially with that heat we had yesterday, it is something that you can just stock in the ice chest and get it really, really cold so it's nice and refreshing and delicious. And that's, you know, it was just fun to do a fish fry. And actually, someone made a little watermelon salad along with that that was so light and refreshing that Muscadet kind of hung right in there as well. Very fun, very nice. But, you know, a fish fry isn't maybe on everybody's docket over the 4th of July. You maybe want to go a little bit more traditional and say have some fried chicken. We did have some hot grease, so we did throw some chicken in there to fry that up, trying our hand at the old Colonel Sanders. Maybe he has a leg up on us, but we did our darndest to do some fried chicken. And, you know, with fried chicken, you know, generally speaking, you kind of want that on the cooler side as far as the meat is concerned. You know, you don't want it fresh out of the pot. You want it to relax and get maybe even to room temperature. And with that, because chicken is a little bit more bold of a meat, and then you have all that crunchy spice on it, I'd always recommend a really good Chardonnay. And the world's your oyster as far as those are concerned. Whether you do a little bit of white Burgundy, whether you do a little California Chardonnay, even something down south, it goes very, very well with that. But it, just because it's a little bit complex, it has that little bit bolder characteristic, a rounder body, a little bit more fruit forward, and a tad bit of oak to it that then stands up to that fried chicken. But an interesting thing to do as well with that fried chicken, which is a little bit of a twist if you want to sell or serve a red wine with that, is to serve some Beaujolais. Now, Beaujolais just isn't my brother. It's a district down in France. It's south of the Burgundy region. And years and years and years ago, Philip the Bold, the old Duke of Burgundy, banned the Gamay grape from Burgundy. He didn't think it was up to their standards. And it went down south into the Beaujolais region. And it is kind of the little brother to Pinot Noir. It's actually a hybrid between Pinot Noir and a grape varietal that you find in Central Europe. But it shows a lot of structure like a Pinot Noir, but it's a little bit softer, a little bit easier. And it's a great region. They have 10 crews where instead of a village, it's a little bit more of a larger area per se than you'd see in Burgundy, but they just produce a lot more in Beaujolais. But the interesting thing about a Beaujolais is you can chill that wine. you can, believe it or not, put it, you know, you maybe don't want to bury it way deep down into the ice chest like you would that Muscadet, but you can just put a nice chill on it, maybe have it in the fridge for about 20, 30 minutes. And when that heat, like yesterday, was so oppressive, you could have a little red wine, and it's truly enjoyable, very quaffable, because you don't lose the flavors to it. And it doesn't really harm the wine, and it doesn't really lock up the flavors. So when you're sitting there kind of enjoying a little bit of fried chicken, there's nothing better than a little bit of Beaujolais. And we usually talk about Beaujolais only really around the Nouveau time, which is in November, but it's kind of a forgotten district. And it truly is some great wines. And most importantly, especially the way you've seen Burgundy prices skyrocket these days, Beaujolais have stayed very inexpensive, very approachable as far as the pocketbook is concerned. And when you open up a bottle, it's truly, truly a great wine just because it has wonderful flavors. Each cru has a little bit of a distinction. It's kind of funny when you talk to the vignerons, every country has their own export market, where the up in Sweden, they love the Brewery. In the United States, they love the district of Moulin Event. But it just depends on which one. They have a different characteristics. One's a little bit bolder, but, you know, you would swear that you're drinking a very decent Bourgogne Rouge when you're trying those Beaujolais, because they're just great wines, very affordable, but also, more importantly, terrific picnic wines like we would have right now. And then also, I mean, because I know you're a griller, Denny, and you love your barbecued ribs,
yes.
I would be remiss. We're doing some ribs today, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, there is no match made in heaven like some pork ribs and your favorite Malbec. Malbec from down in Argentina, you know, originally it comes from the Cahors region, which is in the southwest portion of France, very close to the Pyrenees Mountains. But when the immigrants came and left France and went down to Argentina, they planted those grape varietals. And in that environment in the Andes Mountains, the alluvial soils that are right there, that temperature and the climate that is in and around the area of Mendoza just produces wonderful, wonderful, rich flavored red wines. And, you know, the Argentinians know a thing or two about cooking meat, especially beef, but they know how to cook their meat. And with that, those Malbecs go so brilliantly with them. One of my favorites is one that's called Aguari Bay. And right now it's only about $12 a bottle, but it is made by the Rothschild Company. As a matter of fact, they kind of know a thing or two about wine. They appreciated what goes on down in Argentina as far as the structure of the soil, but the climate conditions, and quite frankly, the land prices were cheap and inexpensive where they moved their, or they set up a facility down there, and they make one of my favorite Malbecs, and it's called Aguari Bay. Really rich. It's a wonderful, robust wine, but it's so nice because it not only will hang with the meat, whether you do beef or pork, but then with those kind of sticky sauces that people put on the ribs, whether it is barbecue sauce or even some of that Korean barbecue sauce or sriracha or whatever that you put on your ribs, it goes so well with that. So, you know, if you're sitting there deciding, you know, hey, let's get some ribs going like that, nothing better than a little bit of Malbec. And I highly recommend the Aguari Bay. We also have another one called Loscano, which is a wonderful little one as well. And both of those have derivations, where the basic ones are about $12 or so a bottle, but they do have some grander expressions where they maybe get a little bit more oak exposure, but they also come from a little bit more special place, because the Aguari Bay has the Los Flechas de los Andes, which stands for the arrows of the Andes, and the arrows are the symbol of the Rothschild family, for the fact that a couple hundred years ago, one Rothschild sent five children all across Europe to the major capitals to start up banking. And so each son was considered an arrow that he shot from his sling. And that's now the symbol of the Rothschild family. But so the Flechas de los Andes, if you want a little upgrade from your normal Malbec, maybe a little bit richer and fuller. The interesting thing about that, every time I have it, boy, I talk about a tooth stainer. It is so rich that I guarantee you your tongue will probably turn purple, because it's just a rich, divine wine. But again, it goes so well with that barbecue. You know, you have a little bit of the smoke coming off the grill, a little bit of that sweetness from the sauce, and just that wonderful, rich texture with the barbecued ribs, or beef for that matter. You know, lately I've been doing a few more beef ribs on my smoker, which I just find very terrific, wonderful, you know, expression of that, where it's a nice change of pace as well. So that's, you know, just a quick synopsis of what you can do. But the world is truly your oyster on a dinner like today, because even if you're just flipping hot dogs or, you know, doing hot dogs and burgers on the grill, that Beaujolais would go oh so well with that. Just, you know, a match made in heaven. You know, don't forget, you can always get a couple cold beers and enjoy that as well. But, you know, even though that heat was so oppressive yesterday, somebody has to man the grill. And, you know, you need a couple. As they say, the best way to cook with wine is make sure there's enough for the cook. And so with that, you kind of get those going and make sure everything's just wonderful and enjoyable, Denny.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned the Aguari Bay, which is very delicious, if I can say that. But what a price on that good Malbec. That's excellent.
You are correct. You know, it's just, you can't believe it. Remind me too much. Maybe I'll have to go raise the prices. But it's just a great expression of that Malbec. Just wonderful. And you know what? I think I should check my records. In a couple weeks, on the 19th, of July, I believe we'll be having that Aguari Bay Malbec open on our up-and-coming Bacchus beer cruise on the St. Croix River on the 19th. And so it's a great way to have, you know, come out, enjoy a lovely afternoon up and down the St. Croix River, where it's a three-hour cruise, leaves downtown Stillwater, goes south, and then turns around. Three levels, Denny, three levels of different things to try. The first level is obviously a lot of wine. There's sparkling wine that Aguari Bay will probably be down there. And then the next level, there's all kinds of alcohol, like hard alcohol beverages, even guys making a few drinks here and there just to show different expression. And then the top level is all kinds of beers. So we really take care of everybody and have a little bit of everything. So on July 19th, there's still room for people to sign up if they want to come on the Bacchus Beer Cruise, July 19th, and out of Stillwater. It's a great deal. It's about $85 a ticket, but, you know, there's a lunch included. It's a wonderful way of, you know, just enjoying a great summer day out on the St. Croix River. And, Denny, we actually even have a few CCO listeners that did our Sonoma trips that love to come out on that.
So right.
There's some residuals there.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear. Always fun to meet friends we made on those past Good Neighbor trips. I know we're just about out of time, but the folks who maybe are listening to you now, Ted, they're traveling. How do they find out more about that and about Haskell's if that they can go online, right?
You are correct, Denny. We have Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of all your holiday needs and also maybe pick up a few of those tickets for the cruise. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis for free parking on the weekends. There's a Haskell's across the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. We have a Haskell's in Highland Village right in the center of it. From Ford Parkway, we have a Haskell's in Loman Plaza, south in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior, downtown Excelsior. So if you're out on the lake enjoying a wonderful day, swing on in and pick up some of that great Malbec. Also, there's a Haskell's in White Bear Lake. If you're out on the river, stop by Haskell's Stillwater. If you're headed down south, pull over off I-35 and go to Haskell's Faribault. If you're headed on up north, stop by the Haskell's Plymouth, or, you know, swing into the Haskell's Maple Grove store. It's a sight to be seen, 20,000 square feet of all kinds of goodies for your picnics. And if you can't do any of that, you could always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. Place that order and we'll even deliver it for you.
Oh, that Maple Grove store is fantastic. Ted, I know we have to scoot out of here, but I hope you and your family and the good Haskell's family enjoys the rest of the holiday weekend, and I hope you have time to join us next week.
Well, I will, and please, you have a great and safe holiday weekend, and all of our viewers out there, happy 4th.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Yeah, Ted will be back next Saturday morning to us viewers and listeners.